Parshas meaning, I have Parshas sheets, I forgot to bring them. Okay. Parshas Shmini, the Torah tells us about behemos tameos and behemos tahoros, about animals that we call kosher animals and animals that are not kosher. And when it comes to animals, we know that there are two kosher signs. Right? It has to have split hooves and it has to chew its cud. So I saw that Rav Yoel Schwartz has an interesting idea, a little bit of a symbolism when it comes to the animals. One of the most famous animals that has split hooves but doesn't chew its cud, not one of the most famous, the Torah tells us the animal that's like that, that of course is the chazir, the pig. In terms of the animals that don't have split hooves but do chew its cud, say this is the gamal. And amongst the kosher animals that both have split hooves and chew their cud is a sheep. The Midrashim compare Esav to a chazir, and compare Yishmael to a gamal, and compare Bnei Yisrael to the sheep. So what's the symbolism that's there? Chazal tell us that the pig, the chazir, tries to show off as if pretends it's kosher, because its revealed siman is there, the split hoofs, the chewing its cud is inside. Can't really tell. So it extends its feet to show, look, look, I have split hooves. In essence, says Rav Schwartz, in extending its feet, the chazir is trying to show progress, future, going forward. The gamal, on the other hand, is always dealing in the past. It had eaten food, and it swallowed it whole, and then it regurgitates it, forms this cud, and regurgitates it, and chews it, and then swallows it, and then spits it up again, and chews it again. It's always working on the past. Says Rav Schwartz, Esav always talks about the future, but they have no past. Yishmael talks about its glorious past, but it really has no future. And it's Davka Am Yisrael, the Seh, that has both the past and the future. It both chews its cud, and it also has its split hooves. I was thinking that when it comes to Am Yisrael, that's what Am Yisrael is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a nation that has a past and recognizes it and honors it and realizes its greatness and also thinks about its future glory. But unfortunately, there are segments in Am Yisrael that sometimes choose one and not the other. When secular Zionism came along, they wanted to reject everything that had developed in over close to two millennia in Galus. It didn't interest them at all. They were just looking about a future, and they wanted to build a future without having a past. And you can't build a future if you don't have a past. And then sometimes you read about the assimilationist Jews who may talk about a past, but they have no future. I remember reading a story, happened maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago. There was a graduation ceremony for the Hebrew Union College in Los Angeles. It's the Reform Seminary, so allegedly rabbinical seminary. And the guest speaker was somebody who was advocating that Jews should intermarry. Davka b'shita, the Jews should intermarry. We shouldn't be so closed. and basically we'll intermarry and we'll spread Jewish genes and we'll disappear and that's fine. That's the guest speaker. Somebody, I don't know what he thought about the past, but he has no vision of a future. And it's Dafka Am Yisrael that has to have a past and has to have a future. Has to glorify the past and look fondly to the future. We're less than 30 days before Pesach. Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, Dorshim Bin Yonei Achag. So I saw that the Nitziv, the very end of his Haggadah on Pesach, and his Haggadah Masanisim, talks very briefly about Chad Gadya. So we think that Chad Gadya is this cute kid song, right? If we manage to stay awake to Chad Gadya, yes, and then the families that, you know, make all the sounds of the different animals and the different things, and after people are trying to just let's go, I have to fall asleep already. I want to. So what is Chad Gadya? Chad Gadya is the history of Am Yisrael. The Gdi, of course, is Bnei Yisrael. He said it's the sheep, the Gdi. Says Va'asa Shunya, says the Nitziv, who's the cat? Zed Nebuchadnezzar. He explains based on Midrashim why each, what was the symbolism and the connection. Va'asa Shunya Zed Nebuchadnezzar, Shebeis Hamikdash Nechrav Al Yado. Va'asa Kalba, after the cat comes the dog. Zekoresh, the Persian Empire that destroys Bavel. And gives permission to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. V'yasa Chutra, the stick comes along. V'zeh Melech Yavan, because the Greeks destroyed the Persians. V'yasa Nura. What's the Nura? Chashmonai. Nura is the fire, right? Okay. So V'yasa Nura, these are the Chashmonaim who defeat the Greeks. V'yasa Maya, then comes the water. Ze'edom, that's the Roman Empire that destroys the Hasmonean dynasty and destroys the Beis Hamikdash. V'yasa Tura, the shore, the ox, and that's Ishmael. That's the Arab Empire, the Muslim Empire, which goes on to wage war against the Christian Empire. V'yasa Hashochet, Ze Mashiach ben Yosef. It is going to wage war. V'yasa Malach Hamoves, it's the Malach Hamoves. Because Chazal tells Mashiach ben Yosef will be killed. Going to kill him, not Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. And then finally, Vasa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ki La'asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, Yavo V'Yivdenu, U'Bila HaMavis LaNetzach. So, on Leila Seda, where we focus so much on the past, on Yitzias Mitzrayim, on events that happened with 3,000 years ago, we end off in saying, that's not everything. We go through the entire history of Am Yisrael, past, till we get to the future, to Mashiach ben Yosef, to the ultimate Geula. Because we're not the Chazer, who talks about a future without a past. We're not the Gamal, who only thinks about the past, not the future. But with the sad, with the sheep, that has a past, a glorious past, a glorious present, and an unbelievable, glorious future.